The Bible teaches that Jesus is coming again. Sometimes we get discouraged and get down in the dumps and things don't go like we like for them to go. But the fact is, Jesus is coming again. Now, the Bible not only teaches that Jesus is coming again, the Bible teaches that no one knows when Jesus is coming again. No one knows when Jesus is coming again. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And we're going to talk about the fact that Jesus is coming again and no one knows when. Tell me what we're going to talk about. Tell me. Jesus is coming again. No one knows when. No one knows when he's coming back. But he is coming back. He's promised that he's going to come back. And that's a promise that we Christians ought to be excited about. We ought to be looking forward to. We ought to be telling people about that Jesus is coming again. Matthew chapter 24, beginning with verse 29. Matthew chapter 24, beginning with verse 29. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. That is one of the many promises in the Bible that Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming again. That he is going to return to this earth. And it says in verse 31, and he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. So what's so exciting about Jesus coming back is that all of us are going to be gathered together with him. We're going to be caught up together with him in the air. And we Christians debate and argue about all the little details of what's going to happen. But the fact is, Jesus is going to come back, and those of us who are Christians are going to be with him from then on for eternity, all of eternity. Jesus is coming again. Over and over and over, the Bible says that. Over and over and over, the Bible teaches us that Jesus is coming again. I want you to drop down, still Matthew 24, I want you to drop down to verse 35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. The world as we know it one day will be destroyed. It will be done away with. It's going to be made over now, but heaven and earth as we know it is going to be destroyed. It's going to be gone. The things that we depend on and rely on so much, they're going to disappear. What's not going to disappear, according to the text? His word. What he said is true, and his word is going to remain. His word is going to be here forever. You might say, well, what are we going to do with his word in eternity? I'm not exactly sure. But I know his word is going to remain forever. Verse 36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone. I want you to look at that verse. I want you to read that verse over in your Bible. I want you to think about that verse that Jesus said, no one knows the time. But of that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels of heaven. Tell me the next phrase. Nor the Son, but only the Father. No one knows the time. No one. Now, do we know he's coming back? Do we know when he's coming back? No. Does anybody know when he's coming back? No. Nobody. And I personally believe that Jesus knows now, but the fact is when he was on earth, he didn't even know. And I can't give you any Bible verse that says he knows now, but I think he knows. But the fact is when he was on earth, he did not know. So how many people know when Jesus is coming back? How many people? Nobody. How many people know that he is coming back? All of us. Jesus is coming again, but we don't know when he's coming again. Jesus is going to return, but we don't know when. Look at verse 37. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days which before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. And there was some preacher that kept saying the flood's going to come, but nobody believed it. You know, nobody took his word. He kept saying that. He kept preaching that. I think he preached it for 120 years, although a little bit difficult to prove that specifically, but I think that's how long it went on. But anyway, for some period of time, I years ago heard a preacher preach a sermon about what happened to the carpenters who helped helped Noah build the ark. What happened to the carpenters that helped Noah build the ark? They drowned. You know, except for him, his wife, his three sons, and their wives, that was it. So if he did get other people to help him, they drowned. And I've always just imagined all these people making fun of him. Can you imagine building that big of a boat on dry land? You know, I always joke and say, I can just see somebody come up and say, where's your boat trailer? How are you going to get this thing to the water? You know? And Jesus says that his return is going to be just like that. His return is going to be like the days of Noah. People have been told, but people don't believe it's going to happen. And people are, how do you think, if it was 120 years, and I'm not sure it was 120 years, but if it was 120 years, what do you think people thought after 60 years? What do you think people thought after 60 years? Here's this preacher been preaching for 60 years that the flood's coming. Flood's coming. God's going to flood the whole world. Been 60 years he's been talking about that. What do you think they thought? Some kind of a nut. 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. People, he was still preaching it, he was still saying it, and nothing happening. How many of you have been guilty of saying, you know, I've been in the church all my life, and I've been hearing all my life that Jesus is coming again, and nothing happens? Ever since I've been a Christian, I've heard these preachers get up and talk about Jesus is coming again, but nothing happens. You think we just kind of get kind of relaxed and lackadaisical and just kind of coasting along and say, yeah, he might come again one of these days, but I don't have to worry about that now. You think we're guilty of that? In fact, some of you have already thought that in your mind this morning when I started preaching. Why would he preach about that again? It's not going to happen. It ain't happening all these years. It's not going to happen. Why would he even talk about that? I talk about it because Jesus is coming again. I don't know when he's coming again, but I know he is coming again. The Bible says so. He's coming again. And the times are going to be like the days of Noah. Let me give you my description of Noah's day. Let me give you my description of Noah's day. The days of Noah were sinful and normal. The days of Noah were sinful and normal. I don't think the people who lived in that time thought there was anything different about that day than any other day. The scripture says they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. What does that indicate? Just normal activities. Now, we know it was very, very sinful, but it was sinful and normal. Routine things were happening. Normal things. People were getting married. People were eating and drinking. What's happening today? Do you think, would I be way off base if I described us today as sinful and normal? Things are just going on like they've always been going on, but it's very, very sinful, and you and I are so accustomed to it, we're so used to it, that we don't even pay attention. I mean, we kill babies by the hundreds and none of us even think about it. Just don't think about it. And we were pretty upset about it when they first started doing that, first started having abortions, but now we don't think anything about it. It's just just the way it is. Sinful and normal. Look down at verse 42. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day the Lord is coming. So, since I don't know when Jesus is coming, what should I do? What should I do? Okay, stay ready. That's the whole ballgame. Just stay ready. I like the illustration of the fireman. I like for our fireman to stay ready. I don't want to use him, but I want him to stay ready. And almost every time I've ever preached on the second coming, I spend a lot of time on trying to explain how do I stay ready. I'm not going to do that today, but I'm just going to give you three words that will help you, that I hope you'll recognize, and how you stay ready. You stay ready by being saved, sanctified, and serving. By being saved, sanctified, and serving. That means you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, brother, you're not ready. You don't want Him to come back if you haven't accepted Him. The next thing after that, after you're saved, is to be sanctified. That is, you're becoming more and more like Jesus. You're becoming more and more like you should be. You're growing in your spiritual life. And every Christian should be growing in your spiritual life. I don't care how long you've been a Christian, you should be growing in your spiritual life. I don't care how new Christian you are, you should be growing in your spiritual life. So it's saved, sanctified, and what else? Serving. You need to be doing something for the Lord. You need to find a place of service. You need to work. For some people, that's pretty easy. You just automatically know this is where this person ought to be working. For other Christians, it takes years for them to figure out where do I fit. What am I supposed to do? What service am I supposed to provide? And I don't know why it's difficult, more difficult for some people than it is for others, but the fact is, all of us should serve. Max said in Sunday school this morning that if you don't know what you should be doing, do something anyway. He probably don't know he said that, but that's what he said. You know, if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, try something. Take the responsibility of somebody's of what somebody needs to be done, what needs to be done in church, and do it and try that and see if that maybe is where you fit. But every one of us should be, help me with the words, saved, sanctified, and serving. Why, and in the context of what I'm talking about now, why should I be doing that? Because Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming back. And so many times, I'm going to talk about in just a minute, what happens when people become convinced He's coming back is that they decide to go up on the mountain and wait for Him. You know, I told somebody one time, I hope when Jesus comes back, I'm sitting down with my Bible trying to explain to somebody how to become a Christian. And they said, Lee, you know you don't want to be doing that. I said, that's what I'd love to be doing. Try to explain to somebody how to become a Christian. They said, what about the person you're explaining it to? He's not a Christian yet. So you know you don't want to be doing that. So I changed that story. What I want to be doing is right up here preaching. And, some of you know why I'm sitting down, but the reason I'm sitting down is because I'm having back problems and my back hurts. So I would have normally said I want to be standing up here preaching, but now I'm going to say I'm going to be sitting up here preaching. But sharing God's Word with somebody. Sharing God's Word with somebody. And because I think the best thing that can happen when Jesus comes back is I'm doing what Jesus wants me to do. Don't you think that's the greatest thing we can do? To be doing it. Not to stop what I've been doing and go off and wait for Him. And I had a preacher friend one time that about 30 years ago when we didn't have to pay all these taxes in advance. What do you call that? When you pay on the January the 15th and April the 15th and June the 15th. What do you call it? Estimated taxes. You know, used to, all of us preachers were considered self-employed, and we paid our taxes by April the 15th, and that was good enough. You didn't have to pay ahead of time. And so he used to tell me he would never pay his taxes before April the 15th because Jesus may come. I kind of wonder, what was he going to do with that money if Jesus did come? But he wasn't going to pay it before April the 15th because he didn't want it. He didn't want the government to have it if Jesus was coming back. So Verse 44. For this reason, you also must be ready. For the Son of Man is coming when? At a time when you do not think He will. Jesus is coming unexpectedly. We don't know when He's coming back. Therefore, we should do what, according to verse 44? Be ready. Just stay ready. Just stay ready. When I was in Bible college, we had one class that had to memorize Scripture. And he always gave a pop quiz on the Scripture memory thing. You never knew when it was going to be. You knew sometime in this period of time he was going to give a test on these Scriptures. But you never knew what day it was going to be. But if I knew them, it didn't make any difference, did it? If I had the Scriptures memorized, it didn't make any difference whether he gave it to me today or tomorrow or next week. It doesn't make any difference. If I got to memorize, I got to memorize. I can pass that test anyway. What happens when I go into class and I haven't memorized them? Ooh, I hope he don't give that test today. Boy, I'm in trouble. I'm in a mess if he gives that test today. So I'm kind of dreading even going into the class. And if you're not saved, sanctified, and serving, you're kind of dreading the thought that Jesus may come back today. And he might. Jesus may come back today. He may not come back today, but he may come back today. So you just stay ready. Just stay ready. That's what the text says. For this reason, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. So Jesus is going to return. We know that for a fact. We just don't know when. Now, we could look at Mark 13. Basically, it's the same scripture, same thing. Use a little bit different words, but basically the same teaching. We could look at Luke 21, same thing. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my words will not pass away. Nobody knows the time. Jesus is coming back. But I do want you to look at Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Because he tells us something there. He tells us the same thing, but he uses a little bit different word. Now, Christians disagree about interpretation of prophecy. Honest, sincere, Bible-believing Christians disagree. Some of us believes that there's going to come a day in which God's going to restore the kingdom to Israel. Jesus is going to rule from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Some Christians don't believe that. And I had a Christian tell me one time when he was on my case about me believing that because he thought I was kind of strange to believe that, Acts chapter 1, 6, and 7 teaches that he's not going to restore the kingdom to Israel. I said, oh, does it? I've read it a few times. I don't ever see it saying he's not going to restore the kingdom to Israel. Jesus had been crucified, he had been buried, he was resurrected. This was just before his ascension. And his disciples, so when they had come together, Acts 1:6, they were asking him, the disciples were asking Jesus, saying, Lord, is it at this time you're restoring the kingdom to Israel? What was the question? Just stop right there and tell me what the question was. The question was not, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? The question was, the time. When are you going to do it? That was the question. Listen to the answer. He said to them, it is not for you to know times, epochs, which the Father has fixed by his own authority. Now, does that passage teach that he's not going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Does it teach he is going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Nope. Doesn't teach either one. It just says, listen, brother, time is none of your business. When God does what he wants to do is none of your business. You don't need to know that. Isn't that what he said over in Matthew 24? Jesus is coming back. Don't know when. You're going to reestablish the kingdom? Jesus said, it's not for you to know times. That's not for you to know. The next verse gives a very interesting concept. It says, but it is not for you to know the times, epochs, which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. So what is he saying? Don't get hung up on the time. Do what? Witness. Tell people about Jesus. What did we say over yonder in the other place? Be saved, sanctified, and serving. So you don't know the time. So what you need to do, because you don't know the time, is that you need to be busy doing what God wants you to do. That's what you need to do. You need to just be working. You need to continue to do what you ought to be doing. And realize that he is coming back. And the way you are prepared for that is that you just continue to work. Now, I want to just share with you up to 13 different times that Christians have already set which Jesus is coming back. There have been about 2,000 years since Jesus left. And Christians who read the Bible and know what the Bible says, and what the Bible says is Jesus is coming back, and you do not know the time. Stay ready. You do not know the time. But almost ever since he left, in fact, in 2 Thessalonians, we even have people in 2 Thessalonians in the Bible saying Jesus had already come back. And the Thessalonians were already upset. They were upset because Jesus had already come back. So, and that's kind of like date setting, isn't it? I mean, they set a date that's already happened. It's done passed. So there are people who set dates. Now, I want you to turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 18. Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy is the fifth book in your Old Testament. So Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy 18, verse 21 and 22. Let me just tell you, if we had time, we would look at Deuteronomy 13 that says, even if a prophet predicts something and it comes true, if that prophet is teaching you to follow another God, don't follow him. Deuteronomy 13 says, if a prophet predicts something and it comes true, if he's telling you to follow another God rather than the true God, don't listen. But listen to what Deuteronomy 18 says, verse 21 and 22. You may say in your heart, how will we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? How can I recognize a false prophecy? How do I know somebody is not telling me the truth when he predicts something? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not come about or come true, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Now just tell me, just right out loud, just like you at home. How do I know if a prophet is not a prophet of God? What he predicts does not come true. If what he predicts does not come true, he's not from God. Everybody with me on that? Now that's not the only test. There are other tests. In other words, there are cases in which what he predicts does come true, and he's still not from God. But that is one test. If he predicts something and it does not come true, that person is not from God. Now, the second coming of Jesus, there have been over 200 different people or groups who have predicted a time for the second coming of Jesus. What does the Bible say about the time? We don't know the time. Already in Thessalonians, we have it one time. In about 200 A.D., a priest predicted that Jesus was coming back in 500 A.D. You know how he figured out it was going to be 500 A.D.? The dimensions of the ark, of Noah's ark. I have no idea how you jump from the dimensions of Noah's ark to when Jesus is coming back. But he figured out the dimensions of Noah's ark and said, what this means is Jesus is going to come back in 500 A.D. And then in 1000 A.D., there were all kinds of a frenzy about Jesus coming back in 1000 A.D. all kinds of predictions that this is when it's going to happen. That probably was the biggest time that more people thought it was going to happen. Maybe because of Revelation 20, but a lot of people thought it was going to happen in 1000 A.D. Then some people thought it was going to happen in 1033 A.D. Why would you think 1033 A.D.? Yeah, 1,000 years. Plus, we first based it on the birth of Jesus. We should have based it on the death of Jesus. So 1033 was another big time. 1836, John Wesley thought Jesus was coming back in 1836. 1843 or 44, William Miller thought Jesus was coming back. 1914, Charles Russell thought Jesus was coming back. Now, Charles Russell started what organization? Jehovah's Witness. And the first date he set was 1914. Jesus is coming back in 1914. Since then, the Jehovah's Witness organization has added. He's coming back in 1918. That didn't work. He's coming back in 1925. That didn't work. He's coming back in 1941. That didn't work. He's coming back in 1975. That didn't work. He's coming back in 1984. That didn't work. He's coming back in 1994. That didn't work. And I can almost hear some of you saying, Lee, you should not get in the pulpit and say the Jehovah's Witnesses are false prophets. In spite of your saying that to me, I'm going to say it anyway. Jehovah's Witnesses are false prophets. 7 times they have predicted the date of the return of Jesus. After the Bible says nobody knows, they said they knew. 7 times they missed it. What does Deuteronomy 18 say I know about them? They're not prophets from God. 7 times. And they are still growing by leaps and bounds because people are going to follow them. 1982. Which was the best date ever, right, Chuck? And you can ask Chuck what I mean by that. I don't like inside jokes in the pulpit, but you can ask Chuck afterwards what I mean by 1982 is the best time. But let me just explain. Israel was reestablished as a nation in 1948, May the 8th, 1948. And the Bible Jesus talks about this generation will not pass away. And so many of us felt like that within the generation after, 1 generation after 1948, that Jesus would come back. Well, when you reach 1988, you don't run out of that generation for most of us, 40 years. So we took away the 7 years of tribulation, and I know that's confusion to some of you, but took away the 7 years of tribulation, came up with 1982. Only problem was, it didn't happen. What did the Bible say? Nobody knows. And as smart as we are to figure all that out, it didn't happen. Because nobody knows. 1988. I had a book. I was going to look when I got to church this morning, see if I could find it. I hadn't, have kept it for years, but I may have thrown it away. But 88 reasons why Jesus should come and the rapture should occur in 1988. 88 reasons why the rapture should occur in 1988. And you would be amazed at the number of churches, entire churches, who made plans and got all excited about the fact that Jesus is coming back in 1988. In spite of the fact, the Bible says, nobody knows. 1994, radio preacher by the name of Harold Camping, just like you going camping, Harold Camping, made a prediction Jesus was coming back in September of 1994. The amazing thing to me is not, I need to make sure I don't use the bad word. I want to say make sure the idiot didn't continue to minister after that, but the fact is, he's still ministering the last time I checked. He still has a radio ministry and has a lot of followers. What do I know about somebody who makes a prediction and it is not true? It never comes true. He's a false prophet. That's what I know about him. 2000. A lot of people thought Jesus was coming back in 2000. And they made a strange jump because they believe that Adam and Eve lived 4,000 years before Jesus, which is probably true. They also jumped to the conclusion that since Adam and Eve lived 4,000 years before Jesus, the world was created 4,000 years before Jesus. And then you add 2,000 more years, that's 6,000. So we got 6,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day, right? So we got 6,000 years, then we got 1,000 years millennium. So that's going to be when Jesus comes back. Year 2000. Only problem is, didn't happen. Now let me tell you one that's in the future. Somebody set a date, a fellow by the name of Jack Van Impe. If you want to see Jack Van Impe, he comes on TV, 9:30 every Wednesday night. Just run around the dial, you'll find him. Good Baptist preacher, has memorized over 4,000 verses, 10,000 verses of the Bible. Disagree with him on the Baptist doctrine thing, used to listen to him and had a lot of respect for him. A great prophecy fella. I agree with a lot of the stuff he was teaching. I want to read to you his explanation of when Jesus is coming back now. Now, he's always been in prophecies and always kind of hinted at Jesus is coming back soon. Jack's latest projection for the rapture, instead of 40 years for a generation, he uses 51 years. I don't know where you get 51 years for a generation, but he got it. And instead of using 1948, the establishment of the Israel nation, he uses 1967. Anybody know what happened in 1967? Israel captured most of Jerusalem. So he uses the generation. So within 51 years of after 1967, Jesus is coming back. That comes out to 2018. And then he backs up 7 years because he's a premillennialist that believes in 7-year tribulation. So he says Jesus is coming back in 2011. And hundreds of thousands of dollars are being sent to him every month by people who accept his word for it. And the Bible says, nobody knows. Nobody knows. So anytime you hear somebody that says they know when Jesus is coming back, you put up a red flag. You say, boy, I need to be careful of listening to that fellow. It's just dangerous for me to listen to him because the Bible is very, very plain over and over and over and over. You do not know the time. You know what's going to happen, but you don't know when it's going to happen. And so you be very, very careful. What you need to do is not get hung up on trying to listen to all those people who tell you when Jesus is coming back. What you need to do is to stay ready. That's it. You need to stay ready. And it doesn't make any difference when he's coming back. That's his business. It's not for you to know times, facts, which the Father is fixed by his own authority. That's God's business. It is true that we should know he's coming back, and we should be ready for him to come back. We should stay ready for him to come back. All the time. Just be ready. Because he is coming back. And I can assure you of this without fear of contradiction. The second coming of Jesus is closer today than it's ever been before. Right? The second coming of Jesus is closer today than it's ever been before. He might come today. He might come next week. He might come next month. He might come 6 months from now. He might come a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now. I don't know when he's coming. Why don't I know when he's coming? Nobody knows the time. There are signs of the times. You know what the signs of the times are? Wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in many places. Therefore, every time you hear of a war, it should remind you Jesus is coming again. Every time you hear of an earthquake, it should remind you Jesus is coming again. See, the signs he gave were normal things that were going to happen. And he said, all these things are going to happen. That's not the end yet. We don't know when he's coming back, but we do know he is coming back. Therefore, we are to stay ready. How do I stay ready? Saved, sanctified, and serving. Every Christian. Now, whether we agree or disagree about the interpretation of prophecy, doesn't make a lot of difference. If you believe the Bible, you believe Jesus is coming back. We may disagree about what's going to happen exactly when he comes back. If you really want to know, just ask me and Chuck, and we'll tell you. But But the fact is, we disagree about that. Christians disagree about that, about what's going to happen. But if you believe the Bible, you believe he is coming back. And you also believe that nobody knows the time. So whenever you hear somebody set a date, anybody, I don't care what the circumstances are, you be very, very careful of that person from then on.